Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Jonathan Maynor. The New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 4, beginning at the first verse. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter that rest. As he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this passage he said, they shall not enter my rest. Since, therefore, it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David so long afterward, in the words already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account, Jesus, the great high priest. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. You know, if we're honest with ourselves, we know how powerful temptations are in our lives and just how often they lead to us committing sin. Because of our sinful nature, we have this irresistible attraction to every temptation that Satan throws before our eyes. And he did the same to Jesus when he went to him in the desert and tempted him to take his eyes off of God, to focus on himself, to question God's love and faithfulness and goodness, to bow down and worship Satan himself. Yet, as he in every respect has been tempted as we are, Jesus was without sin, responding to Satan with the word, "Man shall not live by bread alone. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." What encouragement we have when temptation comes our way, to hold fast our confession, to hold fast to this very word of God and the hope it brings, to hold fast to Jesus himself. And then we are to make every effort to enter into the heavenly rest of eternity with Christ. Make every effort? When we consider who we are and our less than stellar track record in regard to temptation in our own lives, this sounds like we're being encouraged to an impossibly daunting task. But as you consider those efforts, the writer redirects your eyes to Jesus. Since then we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Jesus has already gone through those heavens, come down to earth to live our life, to die our death, to rise to life again, to pass back through those heavens to the right hand of God. As is always the case, it's not about our effort, but about hanging on tight to Jesus and all he's done. Because we know that there's all sorts of things to hold fast to in our lives, our ambitions, our achievements, our health, our wealth, our relationships, and those things can be blessings in our lives. But sometimes we hold them in higher importance than our relationship with Christ. Here in our text, we're encouraged to focus on the most important things in our faith walk and to hold fast to our confession of Christ. Because Jesus gets you. He's able to sympathize with you. He's seen every temptation that you've seen, yet he's overcome. He's died the death that you will die, but yet he's overcome. He rose again, and you will rise too. He won the victory for you. Temptation will come, and you will fall to that temptation, but it won't have the final say, because in Christ there is forgiveness and life. So we hold fast to him. God gives us so many examples of what it means to hold fast to Jesus. The family that loses a loved one, yet holds fast to the baptismal promises of forgiveness and faith and life. The individual that stands up for their faith against popular opinion of society and in the midst of persecution, and knows Jesus' promise to never leave or forsake his child. Abraham, who's asked to sacrifice his son, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego in the face of the fiery furnace, Joseph in the midst of slavery and abandonment by his family, Daniel in the lion's den, Jonah in the belly of the whale, the apostles in the early church as they were threatened and persecuted, thrown in jail for their proclamation of Christ crucified and risen from the dead. All of these held fast to the promises of God. So let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In your time of need, you do receive that mercy and grace, all because Jesus held fast to the cross, held fast to your sin to take it upon himself, held fast to you for all the times that you failed to hold fast to him. To hold fast is to be confident, to trust and believe the promises of God. What a joy it is to be strengthened by the Spirit through the Word and sacraments in our lives, strengthened to hold fast to this confession, to hold fast the confession of our hope, to hold fast to Jesus. To him be the glory now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful and everlasting God, you did not spare your only Son, but delivered him up for us all to bear our sins on the cross. Grant that our hearts may be so fixed with steadfast faith in him that we fear not the power of sin, death, and the devil. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.